This I Believe. Lord Elton has a distinguished career as a teacher, author, and independent politician in Britain. He was a lecturer in modern history at Oxford until 1939. Since then, he has been the secretary of the Rhodes Scholarship Trust. He plays an active part in the House of Lords, though he does not belong to any political party. Through his writing, he has established himself as a historian of the British Empire. He is now at work on a biography of Ramsay MacDonald. Here now is Lord Elton.
On the rare occasions when I personally have ventured to ask a representative modern man what he believes, I've usually found that he's had to think pretty hard before he can give any answer at all. And that then he says something like, I believe in life or I believe in art, which, when you come to think of it, isn't so much a confession of faith as a mere description of what he hopes or what he admires. And possibly the fact that so many representative modern men do find it difficult to say what they believe may be one reason for the world's finding itself in its present plight. As for me, though I've no difficulty whatever in giving my answer, I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint you if you're expecting something strikingly original. Because I can answer most briefly and simply by saying that I believe in the New Testament. Nor, in answering a question of this kind, have I the slightest desire to be original. I'm quite content, if I may put it so, to be on the same side as the specialists. If you want to know about relativity, you'll probably be content to accept the opinions of Professor Einstein, because Professor Einstein has the necessary qualifications for pronouncing convincingly on this department of knowledge. And analogously, it is a fact, confirmed and reconfirmed during the last 2,000 years, that you do not get convincing truth about the ultimate realities from nice, ordinary, worldly people such as you and me, but rather from those who've taken lifelong pains to make themselves unselfish, pure, and humble. In other words, from the saints. When being original means differing from St. Francis of Assisi or John Wesley about the nature and power of God, I have certainly no qualifications whatever for originality. And that takes me to a second foundation for what I believe. I believe because of the lives of certain men and women whom I've had the good fortune to encounter. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not speaking of decent, respectable Sunday churchgoers, of the partially committed, that is, I'm speaking of the altogether committed, men and women who've handed their daily lives over to God, men and women who spread love and hope and courage around them like an infection. They may be missionaries, they may be bus drivers, they may be humble housewives, and, of course, there are plenty of them just now in prison behind the Iron Curtain. But whoever or wherever they are, sooner or later, if you meet them, it'll suddenly be borne in on you that nothing in this world matters quite so much as discovering the secret of that radiant inner peace. And finally, I believe, because as a matter of cold personal experience, the gospel works, yesterday, today, and forever. The longer I study its inexhaustible wisdom, or the writings of those whose personal lives give me confidence that they're qualified to expound it, the fuller grows my assurance that here is the one key to the meaning of life and death.
That was Lord Elton, a British educator, author, and politician. However, he has perhaps made his best mark on public life as the president of the Christian Service Union.